I want to talk about the kind of person this is built for, because if it is you, this is going to be one of those conversations where someone finally describes your situation properly.
Let us do that. You know an industry, really know it. You have worked in it, or sold into it, or run something inside it. You know what the people in that world complain about, what they overpay for, and what they would switch to tomorrow if it existed.
And when you call someone in that world, they take the call.
They take the call. That is the rare have, and you already have it. Most businesses spend years and a fortune trying to buy what you have got for free.
So what is missing?
The thing to sell them. You have the idea. You may have already tried to build it, and what stopped you was neither of the two things you are brilliant at. It was not the idea, and it was not the selling. It was everything in between.
Which is where most people in your position stall for years.
And they should not have to. That gap is the whole reason this exists.
The obvious move is to hire a developer. Why is that not the end of it?
Because of the difference between what gets quoted and what the job actually is. Say you build it yourself first with one of the no-code tools. That works better than you would expect for about a month.
And then?
And then a real customer uses it in a way nobody imagined, or 20 people arrive at once, or payment fails and nobody notices for 3 days, and you find out you have built something that demonstrates beautifully and cannot carry a business.
So you pay a developer instead?
Sturdier. And you learn something expensive. The app was the cheap part. Nobody quotes you for hosting it, for keeping it up when it breaks at 3 in the morning, for payments, refunds, cards that fail, for security, for somebody answering your customers.
So you end up owning all of that?
You end up owning everything underneath your product. And everything underneath your product is a full-time technical job, which is the exact job you did not want.
There's a third thing, isn't there, that shows up later?
About a year later. A developer builds what you asked for, on the day you asked for it. Then the world underneath keeps moving. Better models arrive, providers change their rules. And none of that is anybody's job anymore.
So your product is frozen?
Frozen at the moment the invoice was paid. Meanwhile, the thing you are selling against keeps improving.
So describe the alternative properly, because we run a system could mean anything.
Then picture it as a stack. Your app where your store sits on top, that part is yours. Underneath it, the servers and the platform, the AI models that do the thinking, payments and billing, security, and the scaling for when a lot of people arrive at once.
That is the plumbing.
That is the plumbing. Then safety gates, which every automated message passes through before it reaches one of your customers, and audits, constantly checking all of it.
And it is not only software.
That is the part people underestimate. The system also carries teams. What works in advertising? What gets an email opened and actually answered? What works on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn? How to build a store and put an offer together?
How much of that do you have to understand?
None of it. You never open it. And that is the point. When a better model comes out, it goes in and your product gets better without you lifting a finger. When something needs fixing, it gets fixed once and everything on the system has it.
So your product improves while you are asleep.
While you are asleep, and while you are doing the thing you are actually good at, which is selling.
So far, this is work you avoid. Where do you actually gain?
Here. And this is the part worth slowing down for. There is a cost in every new business that nobody puts in the plan, because while it is happening, it just looks like work. It is the money and the months you spend finding out what does not work.
Take advertising, since most people have a feel for it.
When you start advertising, you are not buying customers. For the first stretch, you are buying information. You don't know yet which opening line makes someone stop scrolling, whether your thing does better as a short video or a single image, whether buyers respond to the price, the speed, or the guarantee.
So you test.
You run several versions. You spend real money on all of them, and most of that money buys you nothing except the knowledge that those versions do not work. That is not you doing it badly. That is what the search costs.
And on the system?
The shapes that survive that search are mostly not specific to one business. The sentence changes, the shape does not. The kind of opening that earns 3 more seconds, the link that holds attention, the image that still reads at thumbnail size. Our ads team has already run that search on our own businesses with our own money.
So your budget starts somewhere different.
Your budget goes on reaching people instead of one finding the shapes. And the same is true of email, which subject line gets opened, which ask gets a reply, and of content, and of how the store and the offer are put together.
Give me the example about hiring, because I think that is the one that lands.
Imagine one of the businesses on the system hires a content specialist, a real one, someone who knows how to write a hook, who understands why one format beats another, who has done it for years.
In a normal company, what happens?
that one company gets better at content. Everyone else carries on exactly as before.
And here?
What that specialist works out does not stay where they sit. It goes into the system, into how content gets written for everything running on it. So you get a better content operation the week that person starts. You did not hire them. You did not brief them. You get them.
And if they move on?
The system keeps what they worked out. That is the difference between knowledge sitting in a person and knowledge built into a system.
Which is not what happens with an agency.
With an agency, you buy hours. What they learn while working for you leaves when the contract does, and next year you pay for the same expertise again. Here it accumulates, and you keep the benefit.
So the system you plug into is better than it was.
Better than it was 6 months ago, and not as good as it will be 6 months from now. And you get every bit of that improvement without asking for it or paying for it again.
Let us be precise about who does what.
You run the business. You sell. You own the customers and the relationships. You decide what the product should do next. You set the prices. You run your company.
And your side?
The platform and the infrastructure. Your product built and kept working. Payments and billing. Uptime, security, scaling.
Is there a rule for the edges?
One sentence covers nearly all of it. If a decision needs someone who knows your industry, it is yours. If it needs someone who knows the system, it is ours. What to charge? Yours. Whether to move to a new model provider? Ours.
And the customers stay with you?
Always. Your customers are yours. Your list is yours. Your niche and your relationships are yours. What moves between the businesses on the system is what works. The methods, the fixes, the specialists. Your side never moves. Code travels between us. Customers never do.
So what does this actually look like a year in?
You are selling into an industry you already understand, with a product that got better every month without you managing it, on top of something you never had to build. And every customer you win is yours.
And if someone listening thinks that is them?
Tell us the industry and tell us the idea, and we will work out whether it fits. You bring the part that is hard to buy. We will bring everything underneath it.
You run the business.
We run the system.